What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that. We don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
Hey, good morning to you. A few minutes after 8 here on your Wednesday morning, you're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show. That's me. That's Kim St. Ange just down the desk there, and Ethan Bright here running the board for us this morning. Sue Thomas has got the latest on traffic for you coming up. If you run into any problems out there this morning, it could be sunshine. Slow down. Going to be pretty nice. Hey, later this morning, Kim, we are taking the grandkids to Circus Flora, which is underway now.
Where's that being held this year?
It's right down there in Midtown, not too far from the Fox Theater.
Oh, I think I went to that. Yeah. I think Michael and I took Easton one, maybe last year, and our nephew.
It is. The kids always have such a great time at the circus. And I took my grandson last year when he was 3, and his specific memory of the circus when his mother told him he was going was that, I am not eating cotton candy. I took a 3-year-old to the circus, bought him a big humping thing of cotton candy, and he wouldn't eat it. He hated it. He took one bite of it and didn't like it. How could you not like pure sugar?
I guess that's kind of a good thing.
I guess. But that's the one thing he was adamant about. I'll go, but I'm not eating cotton candy. He remembered that from a year ago. So we'll see what happens today. Anyway, that's underway now. And the reason I bring it up is that our friend of the show, Tony Stone, Grillmaster Tony, does all of the cooking at Circus Flora. So when you walk up front to get a drink where they serve the pulled pork sandwiches and all that stuff is all our friend Grillmaster Tony. So if you go to Circus Flora, be sure you stop there and say hi to him or get some of his delicious food, because he's been doing that for years now, maybe 10 or 11 years. And I look forward to seeing him when I'm over there today, for sure. All right, coming up, we got Taylor Riggs, host of the Big Money Show on Fox. Find out how the markets are reacting to this tariff news, which, of course, is that the U.S. and China are on the verge of striking a deal. And that is going to, I'm sure, send waves through the stock market if and when it happens. So we will talk to Taylor about that at the bottom of the hour. And coming up next, we're going to discuss that 23andMe lawsuit that's being brought by 27 states, including Missouri, because this organization has gone into bankruptcy court, and apparently somebody's trying to buy it, and now they're afraid that all of that, your DNA data, which you thought was going to be private, won't be anymore. Sold on the highest mark to the highest bidder. I don't know how they're going to protect it, but we're going to talk to an attorney about that here at about 8:22. But first, let's get to our top stories, Ethan.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
And the only flag that will wave triumphant over the streets of Los Angeles is the American flag. So help me God.
There you go. President Trump talking about the fact that he's not putting up with any guff out there in La La Land in L.A. And what's going to happen if this stuff starts spreading across the country?
People are holding signs saying ICE out of New York City. We've seen flags of Mexico. We've seen the Palestinian flag, and really just a convergence of different issues.
Yeah, issue and no American flags unless they're being burned. You're burning the flag of the country you want to stay in and flying the flag of the country you wanted to leave. Help me understand.
They did an illegal act by kidnapping us on international waters and against our will, bringing us to Israel, keeping us in the bottom of the boat, not letting us getting out and so on.
Oh, it's Greta. Greta, we've ruined her childhood. They shipped her back to wherever she came from. They flew her out of L.A., out of Israel. But what we've learned about Greta Thunberg is they forced that whole boat of malcontents to watch video of what happened on October 7th. So they'll stop spreading the lies that it's Israel that's to blame here. Whoops. Ethan, that is my fault. I have turned down the audio over here. Hang on. Here we go.
This is, again, coming from someone who is supposed to be an unbiased and professional journalist. This is unacceptable and unhinged rhetoric coming from someone who works at a major television network.
How about that? That is Caroline Levitt, obviously, reporting on ABC News firing longtime reporter Terry Moran just a few days after the veteran news reporter's social media outburst at Donald Trump and his aide Stephen Miller. Said they were vile people and filled with bile and hatred and blah, blah, blah. I don't know what got in his cornflakes or his bottle of vodka, but he should not have been tweeting in the early morning hours.
I agree. I think that was the right move because at this point, you've really lost, the mainstream media has lost the trust of so many people. And they're looking for a lifeboat here, and you can't have somebody like that on your boat because it's going to sink it more than it's already gone down halfway, and you're just hoping that you can not go down all the way, and you got to get rid of someone like that who's just going to tarnish your reputation even more.
I agree. I think it was deserved, honestly. But he'll pop up somewhere else on News Nation or something. He's not going to go away because he's going to miss that $800,000 or $900,000 a year he was pulling down at ABC. Maybe more than that, probably. All right. So you've watched the protests in Los Angeles. We've talked about this a little bit this morning. Do you know why they're protesting, Kim? Do you know why?
Let's hear it.
Some arrests at a Home Depot. Right. ICE went in to serve arrest warrants and to arrest three or four people that they had locations on, and one or two of them got away. They were chasing them through a parking lot, and of course they have a rapid reaction team among all of the crazy left pro-illegal immigrant gangs in L.A., and they all responded to the scene and held a protest, and then it just spread like wildfire from there. Stop harassing us. Why are you arresting these innocent people? Isn't that amazing? Well, here's the more amazing thing. A TV station in Los Angeles is now confirming who it was that ICE arrested in L.A. And surprisingly, they were some pretty hardened criminals. Listen to this.
Dozens arrested, but who are they? One person now in ICE custody is 49-year-old Cung Chon Phan. The feds say the Vietnamese national's criminal history includes second-degree murder. We confirm that through both court records.
I heard 8 gunshots.
And our own archives. Eyewitness News was there in 1994 when police say Cung committed the crime in the San Marino home.
Three cars pulled up in front of this home. 8 to 12 teenage gang members emerged from the cars, and at least three of them began firing randomly at people attending the party.
ICE also gave us the name and rap sheet of 44-year-old Armando Ordaz of Mexico. We confirmed his criminal history does in fact include rape, sexual battery, and petty theft.
And I play that just as a reminder of who all of those people in the street are supporting, of whom Maxine Waters is outraged that we would, that ICE would do its job. Karen Bass can't believe ICE would come to her community and disrupt things by arresting these poor innocent people. That's not who ICE was arresting. And it's a very poor reflection, just like this Garcia character from El Salvador, who's been participating in human trafficking and beating his wife and all of these other things. This is your poster child for what you believe in. This is why you're losing elections, Democrats. This is why nobody buys that. Nobody wants these illegal criminals in our country except you. And the American people have soundly rejected that idea. You will lose this argument, and you're going to lose the battle when these idiots take to the streets this weekend protesting. We'll talk more about that for you coming up in a minute. We'll get to a break because we have Attorney Gonzalo Serrano coming up on how your private data, if you've ever submitted a DNA test to one of these companies to look for relatives, your background might be at risk of being sold. So we're going to get to that for you when we come back.
This is the Mark Cox Morning Show.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill.
The Mark Cox Morning Show, on the air and streaming at 971talk.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Well, you know, I mentioned once before I did like Ancestry a couple years ago. I did it primarily because my mother was of the belief that she might have a half sibling over in Europe somewhere, because the kids always believed that their father had a girlfriend in Germany when he served over there, and that she might have been pregnant when he left. And sure enough, we found somebody that's related to us somewhere in the Baltic states. And so it from that perspective, it was, I guess, successful. I don't know if anybody in the family contacted this person or not. But the point is, my DNA, it now resides with Ancestry.com. And I'd never really given it a lot of thought that, well, what would happen if they shared that? I don't know who would want it. I'm going to need it if they ever start handing out reparations, because 2% of my bloodline came from Africa. So I want my hand out with the 2% when all that goes down. But other than that, I haven't given it much thought since then. Until I read this story about 23andMe. Now, that's the same deal, but a different company than Ancestry. So 23andMe is in bankruptcy court. I don't know how or why. I would assume that maybe it was there was a big up curve of people wanting to do this for a while, and then it kind of dropped off. It was not really that expensive to get a DNA test.
Well, once you've done it, though, you wouldn't really have a reason to do it again,
true,
right? So there's
true.
Only a select pool of people that you're that would be customers.
And maybe only a select pool of people that are going to do that. Because I think the advantage, if there's an advantage to Ancestry, and it's not cheap, because
what is it, by the way? Well,
it can be a year. Like, you have to have, there's a yearly fee to be an active member on that website. Like, so in other words, if you want to message somebody else on the website, you have to have a membership in order to do that.
But nowadays, there's so many ways to creep on people.
I know, but you don't have any identifying markers. What it'll say, they'll send you an email saying we found somebody who you might be related to. You should check your account.
Upgrade
you
go, for $99.99.
You go check your account, and then you have to upgrade
yeah.
to see who that is,
of
right?
Course.
So that's a little bit of a scam, in my opinion. But that's how they make their money, I imagine, because people use that site to trace their genealogy. 23andMe, I've never used it. I don't know if it's the same kind of deal or not, but you may be right. That could be why they've gotten in a little bit of financial trouble. We're trying to get a hold of our attorney here, Gonzalo Serrano, who's been working on looking at one of these cases. Gonzalo, do we have you?
Yes, sir. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning to you. I appreciate that. I was just talking about this 23andMe lawsuit and what's at stake here.
Yeah, so this is a very interesting case. We have almost 30 states, I think last count was 27, 28, that joined this lawsuit to try to prevent the sell. And the main reason is, you know, the states are arguing that people should have the ability to give consent for their, you know, utmost privacy to be shared and just kind of given up to a corporation. And so that's kind of what the courts are looking at now in this case.
Yeah, it looks like this case was filed here in Missouri. Was there any, when people take these tests, do they sign a piece of paper giving away their rights? I mean, is that part of the deal when you agree to submit your saliva for a DNA test?
So, I mean, it's like any other service that you purchase, right? Like when you buy an app on a telephone, when you sign up for Facebook, whatever. I think there are obviously some consents, some agreements that you have to make. I would think would be hard pressed to find anybody that purchased a 23andMe product and read every single word of the agreement and every single phrase. And so, yes, there is, I'm sure, something in the contract, in the agreement of purchase that says, you know, this is now property of 23andMe and we can do with it whatever we want, that people aren't aware that they did that.
Maybe I'm just so used to all these different even apps that I download on my phone, you know, asking for all this information. And so as much as I wouldn't like my personal DNA, I guess, being accessible to other companies, I guess, that would buy the 23andMe out, it's almost like we're at a point in society where it's like there's so much information out about us already. I'm not saying I love the idea. I'm just saying that's almost my mindset now.
Well, and that's interesting that you say that, right? Because, you know, I never did 23andMe or the other Ancestry, I believe it's what it's called. But I have family members who did. And so my information is out there, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I share DNA with some of these people that agreed to have their DNA tested. And so, you know, that brings another question is, you know, well, if you know, Joe Blow is willing to give his DNA to be analyzed, then what about Joe Blow's brother, sister, and everybody
right.
else who wasn't? You know?
Yeah. You didn't. It's not like you got a consent form to sign.
No, it's a good point.
Exactly. It's not like they called me and let me know. Yeah.
Gonzalo Serrano, thank you for your time this morning, sir. We appreciate it.
Appreciate y'all. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you bet. Attorney Serrano there on that lawsuit. I wondered what was going on. We ran a little short on time there. I apologize for that. Coming up, we're going to get to Taylor Riggs, host of the Big Money Show, on the trade negotiations with China.
The helm is in good hands. This is the Mark Cox Morning Show. The Mark Cox Morning Show, on the air and streaming at 971talk.com.
Nice little 38 special to bring us back in there. Love that. Thank you, Ethan. Is there a anniversary today I need to know of for 38 special? Something big happened today?
No, I think it's just one of their numbers, birthdays.
Right. Nice. All right. Well, I'll always love that band. Here's the deal. A little bit of breaking news for you this morning. We talked about it a bit earlier, but if you're just joining us, the U.S. and China have reached China. I have to say it that way.
You
I'm
really
sorry.
Do every time.
U.S. and China have reached a framework to implement a trade deal, according to Howard Lutnick. And that's a big deal, I think. Why don't we get to our friend Taylor Riggs from the Big Money Show at Fox Business and get her opinion on that. Taylor, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So, you know, the market at least is not up hugely right now, as I might have expected, but this is still a pretty big deal.
It is. I think the market is getting immune to some of these things. I think the market was anticipating eventually a deal would get done. The market's probably also seeing the asterisks there where it still needs final sign-off approval from both President Trump and Xi Jinping, which I'm assuming we'll get. But I think, again, the market's just trying to take all of this stuff in stride, given the volatility that we've seen in the last couple months. That said, to your point, I agree. I think this is a great deal. You know, what I love about this deal is rare earth metals, rare earth minerals that they send to us, and then us sending them semiconductors, are very easily trackable. So if they renege on their promise, which it's China, they always end up not following through, this is very easy for us to track. The minute they stop shipping rare earths, we stop shipping semiconductors. That's much easier to track and hold their feet to the fire than it is with some of these non-tariff barriers of government intervention or government subsidizing certain industries, or depreciating their currency, which is a non-tariff barrier. So I actually really like this deal, and I'm hopeful that this is a good framework going forward and that it's more than just what we got in Geneva a few months ago. You know, I think we really want to see some substantive things come from this, and I think that this indeed is a good step in that direction.
I saw where inflation numbers ticked up a little bit in May. What do you do? I mean, is this just more fodder for the Fed to refuse to cut rates?
No, you know what? I see this as so much better than expected as well.
Okay.
I mean, here's my problem, and I told this to you guys last time. I have read thousands of research notes from economists who say inflation is coming. Tariffs are inflationary. Get ready because it's all coming. And that was in March. And then they said, never mind, it'll be in April. And then that was in April. And they said, never mind, that'll be in May.
Yeah.
And now
yeah.
The May numbers are in and they're not that bad. And another headline I read from big economists is like, oh, the tariff inflation is still MIA. I'm thinking, yeah, you people have scared consumers for the last 3 months, thinking that my iPhone is going to go up by $3,000. And all of that was so inflammatory. So I like that so far we're not seeing a massive increase. A lot of this, I believe, was shelter costs. That's not from tariffs. That's because we have a housing shortage in this problem, in this country, a housing shortage problem. So again, month over month, the inflation pressures are easing. And I like that. So I would just caution people, are we out of the woods completely? No, but the hysteria has to stop because so far we have not seen anywhere near the Biden inflation. Remember when it was 9.1% at its peak? And now we're complaining about 2.4. So again, the goal from the Fed is 2%. And we'll have to see. I'm hearing maybe a cut or two towards the end of the year.
Yeah, but that was transitory, so it's okay.
Exactly, right?
Even with things moving in the right direction under President Trump, obviously costs are still high in many cases. Yeah. And that was one of the reasons why our Senator Josh Hawley is proposing legislation to raise the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour, up from $7.25. I mean, what do you tell people about that? Because he's getting a lot of criticism from conservatives. And, you know, my question to him was, you know, for the bigger companies, that might not be an issue, but what about the smaller companies?
I can tell you, my dad's a small business owner. He happens to be in California. He can't keep up with the mandated minimum wage increases. Amazon can, because they can pay $35 an hour.
Right.
Right.
My dad's small business can't. Here's what else I don't love. I don't need the government dictating wages. We do need some government regulation. I hear you, right? I'm not saying all government is bad. But for government to come in and set a price, that's a price control. That also means that you're not allowing the free market to do its job. I can tell you, I'm in New York City. If the job next door is paying more, I will go there. I will quit my current job and go to the next guy who's paying more. I have a Starbucks and a Chipotle right next to each other. When Chipotle raises their wages, Starbucks either has to, or they have to, or Chipotle is going to get the better people. Mm-hmm. So I like letting the market do it. I also really caution against setting these minimum wage. It sounds good. Everyone wants a good paying job. But what that means is then I'm just going to have to increase the cost of my burrito to be able to afford to pay that guy $30 an hour, or sorry, I'm $15 an hour instead of the $7 that you mentioned.
Yeah.
Because my labor costs have just gone up. So instead of charging $8 for the burrito, I'm now charging $10 because I'm a business owner and I have to cover my costs. That means that prices now still go up for everyone. So it sounds good, good paying jobs, you get more money, but that means that everything around you is just going to cost more. We've lived through that in the last 4 years. It's not fun.
Well, I mean, here we go again. I setting a fake wage floor, I've never been in favor of that. And we pushed Senator Hawley on that this morning, but he seems to have embraced this idea since it's happening in Missouri. The voters went to the polls and voted it in last year, so it's going up to $15 in the state of Missouri. I hate that we want the feds to impose that on everyone. I agree with you completely. One last question about the home selling market. I saw you guys had an article on Fox Business about this, that a lot of home sellers are facing the reality that there are a lot of homes on the market right now, and interest rates really haven't done a lot.
Yes. So more, I actually think this is good. What this market needs, a healthy reset. I was a recent seller as of 3 months ago. I'm going to tell you, it's not fun. I had to lower the price because you have to adjust for what a 7% interest rate means versus when I bought my apartment, it was a 3% interest rate.
Yes.
As rates have gone up and affordability prices had not come down. These are sellers that unfortunately need to start adjusting their prices. I did. It's not fun. But if you have to move and you need to get out, that is just the price that you're paying right now. So I'm hopeful that as all of this new supply comes online, that puts a little pressure to lower some home prices so that buyers feel like it's more affordable, because you have to offset what is still very much a 7% interest rate. And I don't see that coming down anytime soon.
Oh, that's a bummer. Well, thanks for leaving us on such a happy note this morning, Taylor. I'm just kidding.
We'll see if you invite me back next week for my good old optimism.
Absolutely, we will. Thank you for your time.
Thanks.
All right, I'll see you later. Yeah, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
Kind of hoping that the Fed would get on board here. I'll still call politics on that. I'm still convinced they're playing some politics with Trump on the interest rates. By the way, coming up, we haven't talked about this enough yet this morning. That House is supposed to vote today on potentially today, I think, on this stadium bill. And guess what? Not surprisingly, it flew through the committee that looked at it yesterday. Apparently, it was like rubber stamped. So the odds of us changing anything in it are minimal. And we'll talk more about that coming up here before the show's over. Stay tuned.
Find everything Mark Cox at 971talk.com/Cox.
Catch anything you missed today by getting the show podcast at 971talk.com.
America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
This is Al Gore. Three things are certain. Hanging chads suck. I'm getting rich off this climate scam, and you are listening to the Mark Cox Show.
All right, welcome back. Thank you, Al. I appreciate that. I mean, he's been up there with a hairdryer trying to melt some of the ice pack that has regrown, apparently, after he told us it was all going to melt. So he's been a busy man putting his carbon footprint all over the globe these days, no doubt about it. So I heard Frank Cusimano on the Mark Reardon Show the other day. He's on there fairly regularly, sports director over Channel 5. And he said something, Kim, that kind of caught me off guard. He said, I watched that Battlehawks game the other night, and I thought to myself as I was watching it, and I know there's still going to be a championship game at the Dome, but the Battlehawks won't be in it. And he said, I wondered as I watched it if I was watching the last professional football game I'll ever see in St. Louis in my lifetime. And Reardon pushed back on him a little bit. He goes, are you dying soon? And Frank said, no. He said, but I... Other than the Battle Hawks, the XFL, the UFL, whatever you want to call them, they have not had the attendance in other markets that they've had in St. Louis. And St. Louis attendance has been great, but it can't sustain the league. And he's seriously worried about that thing collapsing under its own weight before there's another season. And that's sad for Battlehawks fans.
What happens to the Dome then? Because obviously they still host other big events. They have concerts coming up here soon.
Mizzou plays one game a year sometimes.
Like one game, that's what I mean. Like, is it enough? Do they end up just, if it needs $155 million in renovations, do they end up just saying, is this really worth it? Because who's about to put up that money? I doubt the state will. Doubt the county's going to pitch in. The city doesn't have any money to do it.
I mean,
they do, but from the Rams settlement money, but they're not going to put it there. I doubt it.
It's a valid question. I mean, it's such a big chunk of the convention center. You can still use it for convention space, if nothing else, and the occasional concert. It is a shame it's not going to be utilized more, but I can't imagine what else would need a stadium that size unless it's the St. Louis Bengals. I mean, I guess that's a possibility. That rumor keeps floating around that, and God help us.
I'm
just telling you right now. I grew up near Cincinnati. I was a long-suffering Bengals fan when I lived there. I got to I got to see them go to the Super Bowl twice when I lived there, and they've been there once since then, failed all three times. They have horrible management. The Cincinnati Bengals have horrifically horrible football management. And for many years, when Paul Brown was still alive, they refused to pay to get the good players. They always depended on the draft. And occasionally they got lucky. They got Boomer Esiason. They got Icky Woods. They Kenny Anderson back in the 80s. They occasionally drafted enough good players that they had a decent team. But they've never managed to win a Super Bowl. And I just don't know if the – first of all, I'm not convinced they'll ever leave Cincinnati. But if they came here – it would be a worse deal than the Rams. I got to be honest with you. I mean, the Rams did turn it around after they got to St. Louis, but I don't know that that was anything other than some good coaching and a few lucky picks, right? Same kind of thing. So we'll see. Maybe that happens here at some point. Now, on to what's going on in Jeff City. I told you the other day, this property tax scam. The property tax freeze for some counties, maybe a cap for other counties, no help at all for the biggest counties in the state, is the worst idea I've ever heard. And they attached it to this stadium bill, attached it, I should say, to try to sweeten it as a sweetener to get certain no votes to switch to yes in the Senate. And they barely passed it by two votes. Because people like Rick Bratton and whoever else that used to be on the House the Senate Freedom Caucus switched their votes. They got bought out and they switched their votes. And we've invited Rick Bratton on here to talk about this. He won't return my text messages. Now it's in the House where it's basically going to be rubber stamped. It's not too late for you to call your House representative and tell them what a stink pot this is. Unfortunately, by giving some states, or some counties, I should say, in the state, the opportunity to selectively freeze their property taxes, they've been able to buy off enough votes that this thing may win by 40 votes in the House. Remember, the House basically rubber stamped it once before. And I think it's a shame. I think most of the elected representatives in St. Louis are against the idea, the House representatives. I know George Harusa seemed to be on the fence and leaning toward a yes vote the last time I heard from him. But the rest of them are a no vote from the St. Louis area. But I don't think that's enough. It's not enough to stop it. So there's a very good chance that by the time we talk tomorrow, they will have voted on this at some point today, and then it's going to the governor's desk when he gets back from his overseas trip. I understand he's on a trip right now, the governor. When he gets back... Boy, I hope the French president's wife didn't hit him or anything when he's over there.
Just if that happens, just make sure you close the door first.
So Governor Kehoe is going to ink that thing as soon as he gets back, and then it's a done deal. Then there's going to be lawsuits, and the property tax is going to get tossed out, but the stadium funding will stay in there. And the tornadoes relief, I'm sure. Well, what a bummer. I'm so sad that that's happened that way. I gotta be honest. Hey, if you missed our interview with Josh Hawley earlier, it's up on the podcast. You can go back and listen on demand. We pushed him on this minimum wage thing that he's decided he's all in for $15 an hour. And there are a lot of conservatives who are very unhappy about that. Me among them. I quizzed him on it, but he seems to believe that that's the right path forward. All right, that does it for us. Kilmeade's up next. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 5 a.m.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.